Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Nearly 560,000 people have died from COVID-19 globally. In the United States, that figure is more than 134,000. The number of worldwide infections has grown to more than 12.4 million and more than 3.1 million in the U.S. In response to these updated numbers, the WHO is warning that the number of people infected had doubled in the last 6 weeks. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the international community needed leadership, participation, and solidarity to turn the pandemic around. Tedros cited Italy and South Korea when saying that there are examples from around the world that have shown that even if an outbreak is intense, it can be brought under control. However, he also warned that it's not only COVID-19 that threatens lives and livelihoods, but other diseases like measles, polio, malaria, that all thrive when immunization is paused and supply chains for medical supplies are interrupted. The traditional summer got underway for the Britons, who often take to the Mediterranean Sea. It's picking up steam as the nation's quarantine restrictions are removed from dozens of countries. Now, anyone arriving back in England from around 75 countries and territories will not have to self-isolate for 14 days, but with many flights still canceled, holiday resorts are still working on ensuring that they are COVID safe. Many potential vacationers are reluctant to take a trip abroad as well. In light of the pandemic, the aviation and travel industries are hoping that the new rules will help them salvage part of the summer holiday booking season that's been so battered by the restrictions imposed during the pandemic. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is ramping up his attacks on his government's top health professionals as he pushes the country to move past the coronavirus. Even as U.S. cases and deaths are continually rising, Mr. Trump this week challenged the school reopening guidelines of the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He publicly criticized the nation's top infectious diseases expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci. The school's flap has touched a nerve, in particular because of increasing alarm about how the administration has sidelined, muzzled, and seemed to derail the Atlanta-based CDC. Some pastors are ignoring a new law in the state of California that bans singing or chanting in church to slow the spread of the virus. The American Center for Law and Justice is encouraging church leaders to defy the order and says it will sue the state. The director, Jordan Sekulow, says we can't stand by and watch as California strips its believers of their God-given right to raise their voices in worship and praise. Erwin Chemerinsky, dean of the law school at University of California, Berkeley, said courts have ruled such orders are legal and enforceable. The U.S. Federal Reserve has purchased more corporate bonds as part of its efforts to boost an economy hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. The Fed says it bought another $1.3 billion in corporate bonds late last month. It's an effort to keep interest rates low and ensure large companies can borrow by selling bonds. The bonds are from a wide range of companies mimicking a broad market index in order to avoid favoring any specific industry. The purchases of $750 billion, and a Fed official says the buying slowing and may continue to do so if the market remains relatively healthy. Some evangelical Christian groups are opposing a federal rule on international students. Leaders of several evangelical organizations are urging the Trump administration to rescind a policy requiring international students to leave the U.S. or transfer their colleges as they hold classes entirely online this fall. In a letter to the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, the leaders say the administration's policy falls short of American ideals. Among the signatories are the presidents of the National Association of Evangelicals and Ethics of Religious Liberty Commission. The Trump administration said it would slap additional duties of 25% on French imports valued at $1.3 billion in response to France's new digital services tax, but would delay implementation.